This is Insight Live on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Shotgun Sawyer is a blues rock trio from Auburn. I have no way to prove to you what I'm about to say. You'll just have to take my word for it. But we awarded them loudest band ever when they performed in our studio 3 years ago. And Dylan was reminding me that people came from all over the building to hear what this music was. The band has a brand new album titled Bury the Hatchet. It's not out yet, but there is an album release party tonight, a pre-release party, and we're getting a first listen to a few of the tracks today. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
Hello.
How's it going?
I thought you were a solo act there for a minute. No, Dylan. No. Dylan Jarman is on guitar, Brett Sanders on bass. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
And David Lee is here, who plays drums.
How's it going?
Seems like you guys are not so wide awake in the morning. You're living the life of musicians now, aren't you?
Morning is not the musician's favorite time of day.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Congrats on the new album.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you think the sound has evolved since Thunder Chief from 2016?
I think we are kind of getting more into the grain of what we want to be doing. And it's going to open us up for a lot of freedom to write what we want to write. So,
all right. Well, we're going to get the evidence of that right now. Let's listen to some of the music. This is a single, a track from the new album. And this song is titled You've Gotta Run. It's one of the singles with a music video that's also on our webpage. So you can take a look there, but let's take a listen now. Saying, I know what you mean now about the sound. If you really want to rock Shotgun Sawyer tonight at Pistol Pete's in Auburn, what time's the show, Dylan?
Tonight at 9. We're going to be the only folks playing tonight, filling in as much time as we can, basically play till everybody gets fed up with us.
There's a little story about the making of this album and actually where it was made.
Yeah, we've been very good friends with a band called Slow Season from Visalia, and they invited us down to their pad down on a farm out in a cotton field. Mm-hmm. We recorded the entire album in their living room. We recorded it to analog tape, old school, live there. Played every single song together. We didn't dub any instruments like, you know, using modern digital techniques or anything like that. Mm. Yeah.
Are you all sort of old school like that? David, who'd you listen to? Who did you want to play music like when you moved into really playing music?
I definitely grew up on a lot of old school rock and roll kind of stuff. Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, all that stuff. So I fell in love with the old sound, and I think we did a good job of creating that.
All of your music is original, but do you cover some of those old songs?
We have a few covers that we do, but it's mostly originals.
What's happening tonight at the show? Is it all music from the new album?
All of the above. Yeah.
All of the above.
Everything we know.
It's gonna have to be a whole bunch of stuff. So.
All right, give me an example. What cover might you play tonight?
We've learned a few Doors songs, Roadhouse Blues. If
yeah.
you like the Doors,
okay.
Maybe some old Black Sabbath, Paranoid, War Pigs. Who knows?
You'll also hear like elements of old blues artists like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and other people like that. But some of that comes through in the original work as well. So,
all right, let's listen to a little more from the new album. The new album, by the way, is titled Bury the Hatchet. It comes out April 19th. This is Shotgun Sawyer and a song titled ain't trying to go down slow. Would not interrupt that solo. No way, no way. So that was Dylan Jarman on guitar and vocals, Brett Sanders on bass, David Lee on drums, the three of them together, longtime school friends and buddies, the Auburn band Shotgun Sawyer. You went on a tour. You were in Europe a while back and you're planning another one. Are you going out on tour next year?
Yeah, so we were there last summer, a bunch of different, I think it was 9 different countries in Europe that we went through. We were out there for a little over a month. I think it was about 5 weeks of that.
Were you really organized and scheduled, or were you like kids backpacking and living in hostels?
We had a very helpful gentleman that basically curated all that, and he was very
good.
Adamant about the schedule, so that helped.
Okay, and you all behaved?
More or less.
As much as we could.
Well, Dylan, you're a part-time school teacher, mm-hmm. so you have to behave in part of your life, right?
Yeah, I'm used to keeping, all the buttons done up or what have you. I don't know the term or phrase you'd choose, but pretty straight-laced kind of lifestyle outside of the rock and roll. So that's, yeah.
You changed record labels. You now have this second album. What's the bigger picture here for the band? Are you in a transition time, David?
I'll let Dylan answer that one.
Nice handoff.
Transition? I don't know. Transition or progression. Mm. The deal that we struck with Ripple Music out of the Bay Area is one that we're really excited about. They've got worldwide distribution. We're getting a lot more press interest in the record, a lot more reviews, very positive reviews. We're over the moon. We couldn't be happier about it. And it's, we see it as kind of a step into the future, larger stages, longer tours, just rock and roll.
Your sound to me is more focused from the first album. If I say that, Brett, what does that mean to you?
I mean, I think we're trying to get a feel for things a lot in the first record, and I think we are really coming into our own as far as our instrumentation and the sort of character that we can put on it. And obviously this is my first band. I think it was Dylan's first band, and so it was a new experience for us, and so the more time you get to spend doing it, the more familiarized we're getting, the more comfortable we're getting, and just being kind of unabashed with what we want to play.
Were you in a band before, David?
Before this band, I was in a band for a short time, and it ended up kind of fizzling out. But this is my first real band that has toured and played a whole lot of shows.
Who do you go to and talk to when you want perspective or some mentoring about what you're in the midst of?
I've got, I've been lucky enough to have met so many different people who've been able to give me so much good advice. A lot of bands that we've played with. There's a band out of Reno called Hopeless Jack. Jack Bicell, who's the lead guitarist and singer of that band, is a huge mentor influence for us, this band Slow Season that we recorded our album with the help of. They've been really good to us, the members of that band. Cody Tarbell, the drummer for that band, has been a huge guiding light. Failure Machine out of Reno. There's been a lot of people along the way who've worked a lot harder than we have and have passed on that wisdom, you know, graciously, and we couldn't be more thankful for that.
You know, they probably love being asked, too. Yeah. Yeah. So you can see Shotgun Sawyer performing the new music from the brand new album Bury the Hatchet tonight at Pistol Pete's Brew and Q in Auburn. That's at 9 o'clock. Then on April 25th, the album release party at the Press Club in Sacramento. On April 26th, they're at Shea's Tavern in Reno. And on May 3rd, the Downtown Ale House in Red Bluff. I think I'm going to close out the show here so we can hear a little bit more music. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the new album. Glad to have you back. And good luck with the tour, too.
Thank you.
Shotgun Sawyer, the new album Bury the Hatchet. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. Thanks to our digital team, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Casey Gardner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Thanks also to Helen Barrington. Our engineers today, Evan Matzler and Anthony Van Hook. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Sending you off into the weekend with music by Shotgun Sawyer.
Great piece about Shotgun Sawyer on Insight with Beth Ruyak, and that's something that Insight is committed to, arts coverage in Sacramento and Northern California, particularly to bands like Shotgun Sawyer, based in Auburn, local music. We regularly feature well-known and up-and-coming artists. When it comes to the arts, Insight covers the region like no other. How do we pay for it? Listener contribution. That's where you come in. Please contribute now. 1-800-800-5867. I'm Steve Milne with Linnea Edmire.
Yes, listeners like you helped launch Insight, and listeners like you help pay for Insight. Since you know a good thing when you hear it, take time now to make a donation. 1-800-800-5867, 800-800-5867, or you can go on to capradio.org.
And go evergreen, make it a steady monthly contribution from your bank account. It saves money on our end from credit card debt, debit card processing fees, and more of your donation goes toward the programs like Insight with Beth Ruyak. Phone staff will walk you through the setup. Call 1-800-800-5867 or do it yourself at capradio.org.
The Grammy-winning Tedeschi Trucks Band combine a joy-filled blast of blues, soul, and rock with stellar musicianship. You can get a copy of the group's latest CD during this fun drive. It's called Signs. Led by the husband and wife team of singer-guitarist Susan Tedeschi and guitarist Derek Trucks, the versatile group has recorded 11 tracks mixing R&B, gospel, and many shades of the blues. Ask for Signs when you contribute $8 or more a month to Cap Radio. Call 1-800-800-5867 or contribute online at capradio.org.
We're all about great music at Cap Radio. In fact, we had a Tiny Desk Sacramento concert last year that was one of our biggest events. This year, you can score a pair of tickets before they're available to the public. Ask for a pair of Tiny Desk tickets when you donate $8 or more a month. 1-800-800-5867.
Shout out to Rough and Ready, California. Kings Beach, Nevada City, Manteca, Newcastle, Davis, Placerville, thank you for stepping up today and being a Cap Radio superfan. You too can join your neighbors in being a Cap Radio superfan and supporting the music at Cap Radio. Insight News, 1-800-800-5867, 800-800-5867.
The success of this fund drive is really in your hands. So call now and set up your monthly contribution to CAP Radio and help pay for this vibrant source of entertainment, news, and information. 1-800-800-5867. 1-800-800-5867. Or go to capradio.org. Every contribution makes a difference.